chocolate.
Nice.
And then there was some souvenir shop nearby where she somehow found whiskey flavored condoms.
Wow.
What?
I bought whiskey flavored something, but not condoms.
Now, was it Irish whiskey flavored condoms or was it Canadian whiskey flavored condoms?
My guess would be Irish because it was called McCormick's.
That would make sense.
That would make sense.
It came in like a little plaid.
Yeah, so both of you get to get right up in there.
Okay.
Can condoms not be our discussion topic? Because
oh, yeah,
my parents might listen to this episode.
Most definitely. It almost wraps up that tale a bit.
Yeah, I think we're good there.
That's totally going on the bonus material.
You're recording?
Yeah.
We are now.
I leaned over and made sure that not only was it recording,
condoms.
But also the...
Well, in that case, I should elaborate
nice.
For Rachel's sake, because Molly brought her... a couple of them and put them into her birthday bag, which was just an accumulation of things that we'd been getting her over the year, because that's what we do for birthdays.
Okay.
We just see things that everyone likes, and then we just put them into a big birthday bag for everyone, and then we were like, here you go, here's a bunch of crap.
That's a really cool idea.
I actually saw a sandwich encyclopedia, and I immediately thought of Dave. It's like, man... That would fit perfectly in that, except for the fact that he'd be able to hear this, thus spoiling the idea.
Well, we could just
censor it.
We could censor it out. We could totally censor it, yep.
That'd be awesome.
And we can censor his name, too. So he, who is not named in this bonus material, will
not
know.
It takes too much time to do all that.
Stuff
insane.
But it would be funny because everyone would listen and be like, is it me? What did they find for me?
I hope they bought it.
Or she. Maybe we edited out the s part of
yeah.
She.
Of to make it ambiguous.
Yes. The
she.
Person.
Just leave it vague and go she.
In any case, she stuck them at last minute into our birthday bag that we were bringing over for her birthday dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents have a great sense of humor, and I've brought her more inappropriate things, I'm sure, and they've laughed. But I was unaware that her Nana was going to be there.
Oh, no.
Can you choke up on the mic a little bit? You can slide more towards
yeah, you have more. Yeah.
Got it.
And we can
even further. I mean, it's got some.
I can be like Emily and Jack.
Well, I would prefer not that. But you know.
Meow.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's much better.
Ta-da!
Yay! All right, I'll continue with my story about Nana. Nana is this very sweet old lady, and luckily she laughed, but when she pulled those out, I facepalmed quite hardcore. I was just ashamed. I was like, Molly got those. Immediately throw her under the bus.
Exactly.
Absolutely. That's the way to do it.
But Rachel apparently has no shame and decides, I need to taste these.
Oh, dear.
So in front of Nana, opens the package of condoms, puts one on her hand like a doctor's glove all the way up to her wrist, and just goes, lick. And she's like, it's not bad. Holds it out to me to try.
Oh, boy.
And she... Like,
what a fun birthday.
For her birthday, everyone tasted the condom off of her hand. So,
and it was the strangest birthday ever.
Yes. Well, no, sadly, but we'll pretend.
Yeah, let's get those coasters.
Yeah.
Here's one for you.
One for you.
My friend Nick has those same coasters.
Set your beverage down. So we'll travel up and be picked up by
yes.
the mic.
Yeah.
Like there you go.
Ow! Oh God!
Because
why?
That's
how you punish Adam if he says anything.
Good to know. Good to know.
That's why I have the hammer out.
Excellent.
Oh, so I can lose all of my hearing in one go.
Oh yeah,
that'll
instead
help a lot with the singing and all.
Yeah, yeah. It would definitely make singing out at Fest interesting. That's for
oh,
sure.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
which,
I totally have
which song
a mic check idea.
You do?
Ooh.
I mean, since it's finally snowing and everything.
Seriously.
More or less.
Well, it was coming down in a pretty good sheet when I was driving home.
Yeah.
But it made me think, hey, it's finally winter, midway through January, so we could do our favorite winter activity.
Oh, yes.
Gentleman's sledding.
Well, I mean, or have we done that? Now that I think about it.
No, I think, not per se. I think we've broached the subject with
Christmas memories.
Because we've done like Christmas memories and things like that. And that
Scratch that.
What's your other favorite winter activity?
Well, I
would... What's that one that you kind of takes you sledding? A few seconds to think about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think it's far enough out, and I can generalize enough to assume that everyone celebrated Christmas, yes?
Yes.
Gift most used. Because, people talk about your favorite gift that you've ever received, but then there's the practical gift.
Are we talking all the spans of Christmases or just this last one?
It'd be really nice and timely if there's something that you've been using for about 22 days so far.
Oh, excellent. Perfect.
Or, if you can think of something that's just kind of made the cycle, where it still appears in your daily life. It's not like one of those gifts where it's like, oh, thank you. Shelf. I'm going to go over here.
Oh, that exists.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I remember Christmas 17 years ago. Well, that was fun.
I should really clean my shelves more often.
I have DVDs like that from my brother that he gave me without me requesting that he give them to me. He just picked them up like on sale somewhere. Was like, here, Merry Christmas, and they still sit at home unwatched. And I'm sure I'll like them, but I've just never gotten around to it.
Are they still wrapped?
No, because I transferred all of my DVDs into big CD cases fairly recently.
Oh, okay.
So the wrapping is gone. I can no longer return them. But they have not been watched yet, because now that I have streaming stuff that I can watch through my TV... I never put in DVDs anymore. Even I'm watching How I Met Your Mother, and I own the DVDs for that, but I'm watching them through Netflix because it's easier.
That's what I'm doing with Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Again, for like the fourth time.
I don't want to get up and put a DVD in there. Man.
Seriously, I could recline the couch and then grab something and like fall and still hit the DVD player. And it still is just Apple TV. Sure, let's go to Netflix. Let's dive into my iTunes library. I don't need to watch any of that again, even though I haven't watched like at least two, three things on each shelf.
Ever.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one. Good.
Oh, like, goodness, no.
I can see some. Like, I purchased Taken on Blu-ray because I thought, hey, there's a great action movie that really needs to be HD.
Yeah.
And in your collection.
In my collection. And it's just like, well, I still know that Liam Neeson is just basically a badass the entire time, and people get in his way, and that's the movie.
But in HD.
But it's just, it kind of sits up there. It's like, oh, maybe, no, I'm going to go watch Netflix again.
Mm-hmm. It's just kind of there for you to remind you at this point that Liam Neeson is, in fact, a badass.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah.
But not by fighting wolves. I mean, you need
a physical reminder of that.
Because I guess that's his new movie.
They're
out in the woods, they get lost, they fight really big wolves. So the previews say, I haven't delved in anymore.
Okay. Was that The Gray? I think I've seen ads for that somewhere.
A snippet.
But I haven't watched it. I haven't watched full trailers or anything. I've just seen like banner ads.
Right. And you just see him, like, really weathered.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively. And I just remember it's like it looked like a wolf that was as tall on its four legs as he was, kind of hunched over, ready to fight. But that might have just been a perspective thing, so I don't know.
Right.
Just
big
ass wolf.
You can only hope that he fights a wolf, yes.
Turns out it's about ponies. pony.
That wolf ate my daughter's pony.
That would be
Liam Neeson scolds wolves.
That would be fantastic if
you damn wolves.
Hey, you stop that!
And I would probably still enjoy it because I always enjoy Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
it's true. But I would laugh if the whole if the first 30 seconds of the film was Liam Neeson fighting a wolf, and then the rest of it was just
wait.
Completely
gotcha.
Different.
Gotcha.
Liam Neeson is wolf. Whoa.
Liam Neeson is a werewolf. Didn't
Speaking
see that one
of
coming.
Which, New Underworld's coming out. I feel like the only person in the world who's excited for that.
But. Isn't it like the fourth one yeah. already?
I wow. haven't seen any of those.
I just never get sick of Kate Beckinsale.
I really like her. I should maybe check yeah. those out anyway because
she's gorgeous.
I do like her a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will she's in one of my favorite Guilty Pleasure movies.
I'll see it with you. I haven't Yay. Seen any of them yet.
I have them. We can watch them before.
Okay.
Plan
okay.
You guys have fun with that.
Yeah.
Come along,
I'm good.
I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, I can only...
Kate Beckinsale's nice, though.
Exactly.
The only thing I can think of for all of those is it's dark and kind of grayish-bluish.
And Kate Beckinsale has an accent that's to die for, so...
What is her accent?
Does she use her regular accent, or is it like a different one in the movie?
Yeah, it's a little more intense in the movie, I guess okay. I'd say.
But...
It's sexy.
Is it British?
Kind of.
Is it just
Kate
like extremely foreign? Like
yeah.
just kind of generic foreign?
No.
No?
No.
Good.
It's definitely more English, I suppose. But
She
sounds good.
Okay.
Moving on.
Sure.
All right.
So that topic that I came up
yeah.
with that right. just kind of disappeared.
Sorry.
It did kind of disappear a little bit.
Though it's funnier that we were talking about movies that we own that we've never watched, so how about we do that instead, since
yeah.
we're already halfway through it, essentially.
Good call. let's see.
Dare I say we're halfway there.
Yeah. Whoa!
Nobody? Really?
Sorry.
Living on a prayer?
There you go.
Okay. Now I caught up. It's been a long day.
It was David that started that, right?
I was going to... Yeah, but he originally got it from Nick Scott.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Osberg and all those people did that.
Yeah, I believe it was... Yeah. Yep. I think it was on the 4th of July one year that they caught
Every time
Dave with that
anyone
one.
Said halfway there in any context, people would stop...
It's never happened. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, since you, let's start with our guests here and movies that you've never watched.
But you own.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you intend to watch kind of not something that's just, but you got it, you were excited, but now streaming media has ruined you. And...
Ooh, so true. Let me think. Does it count if we've seen them in the past, but the very distant past, and bought them with the intention of refreshing your memory, and then you just haven't? No?
I would say that could count, because there's a lot of movies I've seen in the very distant past I barely remember, and people keep telling me to watch again, but I never do.
Yeah. that qualifies. I mean,
okay.
It's not like we're playing a game show here.
Yeah.
I mean, if it
qualifies in your mind, it qualifies.
Yeah.
Oh, let me think. If someone else has any idea, they're welcome to go first because...
Well, Jen, how about you?
Well, I've had a few that I've gotten as gifts that I've just never gotten around to. Giant is one of them with... Oh, gosh. I'm not
James Dean, right?
Yes. And that's one my brother gave me, and actually, if he ever hears this, he's going to be really disappointed in me, because he gave it to me and specifically said, you have to watch this. You can't just have it sitting around in your collection. But it's tough, because it's a really long movie. I mean, it's long enough that it's on two separate DVDs.
It's also on two VHS, because I definitely bought that for Emily Gluckstein way back when.
Yeah,
and
so
it was weird because I'd never seen a double VHS before. It was pre... it was post-Titanic, but I didn't know anything about it.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, I own Titanic on a double VHS, actually. But, I've just never gotten to it because it's a long movie, and we were actually talking before about how I tend to multitask all the time. I've always got my computer or something else out, and so a long movie I've never seen is really hard for me to actually commit to. Mm-hmm. So that's one of them. He also bought me Spanglish, which I'm sure I would enjoy if I ever got to. And I bought myself a couple. I actually bought Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I love that.
Because it was on sale, and I still haven't watched it. I love Kristen Bell. I know I need to watch it eventually, but it's just sitting there right now.
You need to watch that.
It's one of those things where, I'm conscious of it, but at the same time, I feel like just kind of as far away from it as I've been, I can kind of get the gist of the movie as a whole, too. I don't need to dive for it, but I know that it's one of those, you gotta see it eventually.
Right.
Kind of things.
Well, I'm trying to remember if I've actually bought or just thought about buying 500 Days of Summer, and I still haven't seen that either. And that's one I know I have to see because I love both of the leads in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just haven't gotten around to it.
Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah. Well, and they put out that awesome music video thing. What are you doing New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop watching it because it was just so cute. I linked to that on my Facebook. So. Yeah.
And then they also did, as they were doing 500 Days of Summer, they had some like dance scene in a bank song.
That was to one of the She and Him songs, is Zoe's band.
Yeah, yeah.
They did it to Not in the Sun. What is it? I should know this because I actually listened to that band. And I watched that music video.
Yeah, I have the first two CDs, but it's one of those. It comes on and it's like, oh, I know who this is, but I couldn't tell you the name of the song unless it's in the song.
Right.
It's not like their most popular one is probably that. Why do you let me stay here? But it's not that one. What is it?
Also were paired up in that while
they danced and it was adorable.
Okay.
It was.
Point and
I'll have to look that one up too.
Yes. Yeah, just YouTube it.
So yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt going to rob her, but no, let's dance instead.
Yeah, let's dance.
Nice.
It was nice.
Did you think of something, Katie?
I just a little while back bought myself Stargate because I was like, I don't remotely remember watching this.
Movie, TV?
Movie.
Okay.
Stargate, the movie. And then I remembered that we own the movie Troy, and that's been sitting in plastic casing, and I'm still pretty sure no one in our house has bothered to watch it, because to be honest, I just don't really care to see that.
I hear you.
I feel like I should watch it, because it's there, but
there's a good chance you'll be better off not doing so.
It's a good chance that Buster Bluth will hold my interest much longer. So.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of him.
Okay. Sidetracked constantly as a result.
Him and his little claw. And
yeah.
I'm a monster. It sounded more like the Shrek, like Pinocchio, but you got it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, Troy's like, I know that we have several movies in our movie, well, various movie cases, because we have four of them around our house that are just stacked. I know I haven't seen every movie on those.
Right.
But a lot of them are such classics as Legally Blonde 2, Freaky Friday, and things that I just don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole.
Ugh.
So,
yeah.
My parents own and have watched multiple times Legally Blonde 2.
I have
yet to see the second one. I enjoyed the first one, and they watched the first one with me, and then apparently they decided to continue on with the franchise. And
that's what my mom thought.
I guess they liked it.
She bought that for me one Christmas, and we were like, well, no one else received any movies, oddly, so I guess we're stuck watching this one. And then my dad just stands up, there's 2 hours of my life I'll never get back, and just
I had the same feeling about having to watch Legally Blonde the musical in theater class.
Ooh. I've heard not good things about that.
It's as bad as you could imagine.
I think I flipped to MTV. They aired the whole show once. And that's I happened to flip over when they were doing the Bend and Snap?
Yep.
Song. And I...
They have a song.
I am officially not interested in ever watching any more of it.
It's doing that at Minnetonka this year, I think.
Oh, really?
They opted for that over Beauty and the Beast.
No.
What?
Get right out of town.
No, they're doing it. I know.
We should go protest at our old school.
Yeah. Let's pick it.
I need to.
Jeez.
That's very upsetting.
Yeah. I think it's like, is it the Minnetonka Community Center one or whatever? I don't think it's the high school. It might be, but. Because they have another.
Did Knut lose it or something?
He wants to be the lead. This man is bald but blonde.
Yes. I see. I've actually seen a couple of shows at the Minnetonka Community Theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Adam but like and they I perform
at the high school.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because I almost went to go see Dracula because I was really excited about the fact that they all went to the dentist the week before and literally had fangs like professionally put in.
That's intense.
And there was like a coffin full of blood and all this crazy stuff.
I really liked The Drowsy Chaperone. That's the last one I saw there. And I thought that was fabulous. But
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
So for this, it just says that it's April through May, but it could be a high school production because it's within the school year.
Yeah, I haven't heard of them doing a community show other than... For
holiday stuff.
The holiday stuff, yeah. So, man, seriously, Legally Blonde? That's
Legally
what it says?
Blonde the musical.
You know, I feel like...
Sorority star Elle Woods doesn't take no for an answer, so when her boyfriend dumps her for someone serious...
You don't have to read it. You don't have to.
But seriously.
Adam's crying
good Lord.
Right now.
I feel like the choice of musicals is going downhill lately.
Because it's generally, just remakes of stuff.
Well, and also, even like locally in community theater, I have to say, I've found very few things I'm even interested in auditioning for lately. I do a lot of community theater, but lately it's been all like Music Man, Oklahoma, Oliver, and all those shows that...
Recycling.
I mean, they definitely have value. They were great in their day, but I feel like their day has passed. They've been done too many times. I've been in all of them at least once. You know, let's... Bring in something new that's not a remake of a TV show.
Right.
Yeah.
Or just I have a problem
with
something
lesser done.
I'm sick of the content of musicals that are coming out right now. Like Mel Brooks had way too much success with The Producers and just went to town on every other product that he owned.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm waiting for Spaceballs
and
Blazing Saddles.
Yep.
Blazing
Saddles.
Spaceballs
the musical is next.
I want to see Blazing Saddles as a musical.
I've yet to see the movie Blazing Saddles, I'm ashamed to say.
Musical. I mean, it already has enough songs in it.
True.
But the set changes would be so insane that...
Ooh.
I would be a challenge. I would like to see it for the set changes.
Yeah.
That would
be the tech aspect, it'd be intriguing, yes.
But it's that and...
Unless they cheated and went minimalist with it.
I hate that.
I mean, there was a string of just musicals based on the music of really popular artists. I heard that Green Day's thing is good, but I mean, it's based on an album of theirs.
Yeah.
I have a soft spot for the Elvis musical, All Shook Up, but that's just because I was in it. And that was my favorite role I've ever played. No, I was in it at Cross Community Players up in Osseo.
Cool.
But it was the best role I've ever played. So I have a soft spot for that one. But most of them are great. I have the soundtracks to a few of them, and it doesn't seem like the songs are much different in the musical than they are on the album.
Right.
Whereas the Elvis one at least shook it up a little bit. Shook it up. But had women singing some of the songs and had a couple of places where it had two songs sort of counterpoint to each other, which was kind of cool, but...
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice to see modern work. And it's sad that contemporary stuff isn't working out. Like, the Scottsboro Boys was at the Guthrie. Did a regional premiere here, and then went to Broadway and lasted like 5 weeks. And it was an incredible show. I saw it at the Guthrie, and just phenomenal, innovative show. And
just
it just totally bombed because everyone's going to all the remakes and all of the, not reboots, but,
Well, so for,
spin-offs.
Spin-offs and kinda also... Kind of like spin-offs. When a musical comes back, when it's been away for a while, I know this term.
Revival.
Thank you.
Revival cast.
It's like, I'm showing my music theater degree tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's relevant. Yeah.
But Adam, do you have anything quickly before we start so that we can get underway here?
Oof. Let's see. As kind of a counterpoint to Katie, I'm going to say I have all three seasons of Arrested Development on DVD, but I have not watched them because when I first watched them the first time through, that was on Hulu. And yeah. Then I was like, I must own this series. So I bought them and then they appeared on Netflix. So it was like, there was that brief period of time where I introduced the show to like, one person watched like 5 episodes and he was kind of like, I'm intrigued. And then I kind of set them aside for a while because that's kind of how I interact with media, like especially movies, is I'll watch it once and then it's usually a long time before I want to see it again. And sometimes it's never. So, which is the case for a lot of my DVDs actually. But anyway.
Yeah, because it just, you know, you work it into circulation so much that, you know exactly what you're going to see, so there's not really any interest in, taking the time to sit down and watch it in the first place.
Yeah. There are very few movies that warrant repeat viewings often for me. And those include Star Wars... The trilogy, not the prequels.
Mm-hmm. But those, almost work in any situation now. It's just...
Yeah.
Just watch them whenever.
Yeah, exactly.
There's enough variety in that story.
Yeah, and you know it well enough. And then the Lord of the Rings trilogy, although that turns into more of an event.
Right.
But how can it not?
There's the... Yeah, especially... I mean, the only way to do it is to go all out with the extended.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
So, yeah, it's... And I've been meaning to have... A viewing sometime in the near future here.
Do it. So,
yeah. It'll happen. It'll happen. I just got to find the right weekend.
Yeah, it's a coordination.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then of course, in terms of standalone, well, I guess it... Yeah. Yeah, just standalone movies where it's just one movie where I'm craving it. The Dark Knight. I get cravings to watch that one every once in a while.
Nice.
Yeah.
I had that
specifically
that run of at the Dark Knight for a while where I could just watch it whenever, but it did start to lose kind of its sheen. So I backed off to make sure that it didn't go stale for me.
Yeah, you don't want to overplay it,
right?
See, I'm kind of the opposite. If I really love a movie, I will watch it over and over and over again. Uh-huh. I rented Love Actually the first time I saw it. And I think I watched it like 6 times before I returned the disc. I just had it on in the background on repeat while I did other things. Like that's how I do movies. If I really love them, I will see them multiple times, which is why I never watch anything new.
Yeah, that's kind of my embarrassing little habit too. Like my 9th grade year when I discovered Anchorman, I literally watched it every single night for almost a year.
Oh, wow.
I have that movie down. It's a sick obsession. And
if we're going with sick obsessions, then you can look at my TV show list. I backtrack way
Pete
too
and
far.
Pete.
Two seasons of Pete and Pete. All that.
All that is so good.
Benton Interruption, Beth Better Off Dead. It's just, I had this long...
Clone High!
Yeah. Daria is good.
Hey, yeah.
Discussion.
But it's just, like, I binge on season to season to season.
And then there's the Drew Carey show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But Clone High had the most frustrating last episode ever.
Yeah.
The way that the whole series ends, I was very frustrated. Because nothing resolves, ever.
That's what happens when you get canceled.
I know. But it always frustrates me. I always get frustrated at the end of Veronica Mars, too. That's one of those shows I always go back to. and I'm really excited to go back, but I get to the very end and there's no resolution and it just makes me want to watch the whole thing again. But I know if I watch the whole thing again, I will still feel unfulfilled because it will still end the same way.
It's like Chinese food.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess in my mind,
nice.
You get to the end of the garden, but you're like, wait. Well, maybe I need good. More Chinese food.
In my mind, Clone High never really
Am
ended.
Am I full or not?
They're still there. They're still frozen. They're still hanging out. And once John Stamos goes back and opens it up, or no, he's actually in there, isn't he? Yeah, Stamos is
remember.
In the freezer.
I haven't watched it in a while.
So Scudworth has to go back and open it up, or
yeah. It would be awesome if someone rebooted Clone High.
I think there was interest to a while ago, but I think...
yeah, wasn't there like a Canadian broadcasting company that wanted to bring it back?
No, it was produced in Canada.
Oh, okay.
So it was already on their cycle. It's just that, what's his name, who's on SNL now, who did Abe Lincoln?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Will Forte.
Yeah.
Got too busy.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what pushed it back.
Well, and I think everybody from that cast got really busy because most of them were on Scrubs also.
Right.
And yeah. Various other things.
Oh, speaking of obsessions, one of my friends just got through his sixth run straight of watching every single season of Scrubs, every single episode.
I've watched all the way through that a couple of times. The finale makes me cry. I
got burned out by about the fifth season. Whichever season had the musical in it, I remember seeking out that episode exclusively. And then thereafter, it's just love kind it. Of like, I know this equation at this point. This guy's nerdy, interesting, but still kind of really whiny. This guy does this. It's cool. It turned into really formulaic for me, which is what I found for anything that made it about five, six seasons. It's like, okay, I can see through this now that I need something new.
See, I have a tendency to latch onto like the secondary characters more so than the main characters. So I was much more interested in what was going on with Turk and Carla and all those other storylines. Just like, I mean, I've watched Buffy and Angel a million times, and neither Buffy nor Angel are my favorite characters on their shows. It's all about the other people on the show.
You know what I realized? This is really great fodder that we're wasting.
Oops.
We really should just start the show and then pick up where we left off.
You could edit little bits of this into the show.
Edit means something that Dan has to do.
Obviously, we're all just great conversationalists.
I mean, yeah, it'll be a continuation so that people who are listening to the bonus track first tomorrow have something to lead into Friday.
Indeed. So let's start the show.
Yes. I wrote on the notebook all the pertinent information for starting the show.
Hey.
Including pronunciation of Jen's last name in case you weren't savvy on that.
I know.
Dietart?
No.
I'm just kidding.
But you wouldn't
know.
Be the first.
Yes. How do you pronounce it?
Dietart.
Dietart.
Which is exactly what I wrote.
And I didn't discover until I was 15 that rhymes with sweetheart, because I'm a bit slow sometimes.
It's convenient.
Or just...
It is. If I had realized it sooner, it would have been more convenient.
Dietart, like sweetheart.
Okay,
no one asks any questions.
Exactly.
A couple things before we start. This is a good time. If anyone needs to take a bathroom break, this would be a great time to take a bathroom break. Beverages. If anyone thinks they're going to need a beverage in the next hour and estimated hour 15, hour 20, let me know, and I will get it for you now.
Did you say you have orange juice?
I do have orange juice.
I would like some orange juice.
Orange
actually.
Juice.
I wouldn't mind more water for
water.
When I'm done with the Strongbow, and I will hit the bathroom.
Okay.
Well.
You go, sweetheart.
We'll shift into this for a second. And then, what were you thinking for a discussion topic this week? Well, we were going to hint at, although it'll be kind of passed by Friday, but the SOPA blackout. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's still going to be relevant on Friday, I think.
Well, it's going to be relevant, but, I mean, hitting on the fact that buffering...
That's so 2 days ago.
Yeah, we definitely need to... It's
very relevant.
But I feel like we can't stick on it too long, or else it'll just be more of the same realistically. If you went to any blogging website, people will be talking about this.
Yeah.
And we should cover it, but not...
Extensively.
So densely.
That sounded really interesting through the headphones.
The pouring of the water?
Yeah. I go for style when I pour.
All right. Attaboy.
And a little bit of danger. So
we'll talk about that for a bit. We can also talk about abusing our libraries in one way or the other, stuff that we're binging on, stuff that we're avoiding. And we can also compare that between stuff that we binge on that we own and going to social sites or streaming sites in order to fulfill our want.
Right.
There is another coaster, should be right around there-ish.
So, do we have news other than talking about
SOPA? No, that's the big thing. I even looked on Netflix to see if anything was happening on there, and True Grit's still on the top row.
Yeah, and did...
Oh, Groove Shark was banned in Germany, but I doubt that they're in our fan base right now, and it doesn't really affect anyone.
Except
it happened, but good for it. Yeah. I mean, good for Germany, I guess. Not it.
1 point of clarification. There was someone I work with claimed that Obama is supporting SOPA. Is that true?
No.
I didn't think so. Because she
can pull up the letter.
She made the outlandish claim, and I had remembered seeing an article. I didn't remember the source, so I was like, shit, I better double check. But
no, it's Obama's against it, and a lot of people generalize they attack all these websites. Well, all the stuff we're going to cover, but
yeah,
people have been blasting the White House and all these other sites, so I'm pretty sure if they're blasting the White House, then Obama isn't for it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is.
Alright, my turn.
Good.
So how do I check in here?
Go to m.facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
What if I have a Facebook app? Can I do it through that? Maybe.
I believe so. I couldn't tell you without looking at the app, though. It probably connected to your status update somehow.
Yeah, towards the bottom there should be a place to say where you're at, and then you can check in that way. Right?
That's what I would think.
Okay.
Well, there's a nice long quiet gap while we're
la, la, la,
that makes
la.
Editing easy.
If I were Emily, I'd be singing right now.
Yeah, you would.
Holy crap. Yeah.
She has a beautiful voice, but listening to it, I was like, I have ADD.
Just that one episode where she was doing the background music the whole time. I was like, Emily.
Yeah.
It was too much. It was way too much. That whole episode.
I could detect you getting very frustrated.
I'll just say that that episode was heavily edited.
See, I just listened to all of the episodes last week.
Okay.
So, they're all fairly fresh in my memory. I couldn't tell them apart.
I listened to all
but
of them.
But I have listened to... Yeah, I downloaded them all.
Awesome.
And I binge on podcasts while I'm at work because I get really bored.
Sure.
And I ran out of my movie podcast I'd been listening to. Ran out of new episodes. So I was like, oh, Emily keeps telling me about Buffering. I should check it out. And I listened to all of them last week. And then I felt like a fangirl because I commented so much on people's Facebooks, like, I would have got that answer. By the way. No. I call foul. Dustin Hoffman is not in The Holiday. This has been brought up twice.
Oh, I can call shenanigans on your shenanigans.
Movie.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is. Because Jack Black is singing to British girl whose name escapes me, Claire Danes.
Is he in that
and
band?
Then he has a cameo. In that scene.
He's not credited on IMDb, though. I'm not sure that counts.
He is credited as uncredited. I kid you not, he's mentioned on there as uncredited.
Well, damn. Dustin Hoffman in The Holiday, credited as uncredited.
Because I looked him up on IMDb, and it's not list. Like, I went through his listings, and
you have to go through the list for The Holiday. And it just shows that I've actually.
I was angry.
I was so proud of myself. It's just like, you know, a movie that I've seen, so I just know. And Emily even tried to call shenanigans on that it's called Holiday and not The Holiday, which
I heard her say that, which is why I thought maybe it was a different movie that you were thinking of.
No,
I
thought
maybe
crazy.
She was drinking.
Let's see.
Well, I'm sure that was also true.
Show more.
Oh.
Show more. Yes.
Did you do the paperwork?
Yeah, it's right here. Okay. Right here. Did that beforehand this time.
Excellent.
Okay, he's around here somewhere. I'm going to find him before the show starts. Okay, here's the uncredited list. James Franco is in this movie, too, apparently. And that one I did not know.
Oh, yeah, because he's in the fake movie. He's in the fake trailer at the beginning that Cameron Diaz's character does music for.
Yeah, but Dustin Hoffman appears as himself, the cameo appearance uncredited.
Damn it, I was so proud of myself, too.
Right between Jacob Head and Lindsay Lohan.
And this is still not the episode.
I know, okay. But so the other thing I was going to say is we're going to do a short moment of silence for Frank Oz, as we always do. And then we will banter for a second and a half. Then we'll introduce you. Then you guys are allowed to talk. Please, no side conversations. And I think that's everything.
Yep.
Fire exits right there.
No.
That's the other
side. Emphasis on no side conversations. Yes. And be sure to keep that distance.
Maintain a comfortable
you and the mic. But you just bent the windscreen down so it's touching the mic, so it doesn't help as much. There
you
go.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Am I okay?
You're good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me even better now?
Yes. Actually, if you
talk at this volume consistently.
Yeah. Use your happy actor voice.
Happy right. actor, but not disturbing Dan's neighbor's voice. But let's get started because
exactly.
we're
exactly.
All right, so let's do our moment of silence for Frank Oz.
Yeah.